This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
This morning, Ando and I are joined with Michelle Redfern from the 100 Women event that's happening tomorrow night at Kinfolk. Michelle, thanks for coming up.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Can you tell us about the event, 100 Women? What does that mean?
Well, the event is three of us. So myself, Div Pillay and Mim Bartlett, we're all Australian Financial Review 100 Women of Influence. And Div Pillay and I also, we own a business together called Culturally Diverse Women and Workforces. And we put our, so I also run events for women through my other social enterprise, Women Who Get It, which is a group for women from all walks of life to learn, connect and advance together. So at the beginning of the year, I thought, what am I going to do? And I happened to be having a, I had a speaking gig with the Melbourne 3000 or the Melbourne Business Network earlier this year and was doing my thing, as you do. And I happened to bump into these people from Kinfolk, Jared and Di, and they went, oh, we really like what you had to say. We really like our place. We should do something together. So I went, okay. So I've got these three women of influence. I've got this fantastic event space in the city of Melbourne where I'm also a resident, and I went, okay, so I should do something.
Nice.
So that's what we're doing. We're doing an event.
I love it. That's such a nice introduction into it as well. So Ando was just saying off air that the event has actually sold out. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so it's always interesting. Events are a bit like, you know, when you hold a birthday party, you think,
will they turn up?
Will anyone come? And Melbourne, it's interesting because Melburnians kind of, my phone and my email has run hot over the last 2 days. Like, oh my God, I forgot to get my ticket. Oh my God, I forgot to get my ticket.
Yeah.
So we are at capacity. But I've got to say, 2.5 weeks, I'm going, holy hell, no one's going to come. But yeah, they did.
And it's 100 people attending.
Yeah, well, we're actually, by the time we'll get 100 in there.
100 women.
Just, yes.
That's fantastic. Hey, you've got a real strong belief system around empowering women and the diversity inclusion space.
Yep.
And having kind of worked in that space myself, one of the struggles I saw, particularly in the last 3 years, is the awkwardness that men bring to this topic. The fear of saying something wrong, the fear of offending, and in that fear or clumsy awkwardness, we say nothing often.
Yep.
And it's like, what's your advice to men?
Well, my advice is, I have lots of advice for men, clearly.
And it's a loaded question because I do know one of your tactics is, in order to have this gender conversation, actually don't exclude the men.
Absolutely. Well, when we look at, if you look at business, 83% of businesses in Australia are run by a male CEO. Yeah. In sport, 93%. So
wow.
I've got to tell you, men are part of the solution. And my experience has been in corporate and in sport and in footy, you've got to make space for having a conversation, and you've actually got to allow people to make a blue. You know, what I don't want to see is men having a crack and then someone having a crack at them for having a crack.
Yeah.
So, you know, no one's perfect. We all evolve as human beings. So I'm saying, let's have a conversation. Let's create, overused word, but a safe space.
Yep.
For men to explore, well, what does it really mean? What does gender equality, what does inclusion mean, and what can I do and help me?
Mm. Yeah.
And that's what I want to do.
I think also it's, you know, this is much more umbrella, but thinking before you use language, especially around kids.
Yep.
And just, you know, often on TV we still hear phrases like screams like a girl, throws like a girl, which, you know, as I'm very good at sport and throwing and catching, so when I hear that, I think, well, I wish you were as good as throwing as I am.
Absolutely.
We could go have a play.
Yeah.
But I guess that sort of language still crops up, and it's those little steps actually can really make a difference down the line someone.
Most certainly. And language is, you're right, Greta, really, really important. And if we can all become conscious of our language. So I from example, I mean, I work in this space. I'm allegedly an expert. And I still say, oh, thanks, guys. I think, damn it, folks. I want to take out the gendered language. But even, so one of the big statistics I talk to men about is the biggest killer of men under 50 in Australia is suicide, which is directly linked to mental health or mental unhealthiness, which is linked to toxic masculinity. masculinity, which is the from the outset, boys and men saying, you know, man up, don't be a girl, boy, big boys don't cry, that kind of stuff. So if anyone wants more information about that, they should check out Gus Warland and the Man Up TV series. And he does amazing stuff to help men have conversations about their feelings and help them with their language as well.
For people attending the event tomorrow, and I assume for future events, because when something sells out, it's always worth doing it again.
Yep.
What can they expect from the event?
Insights, inspiration and information, but importantly, not too much jabber at you, because you know, I think we all get talked at an awful lot. Sure, you know, this is what you should do. So what I'm going to do is make sure that we have a really good curated conversation with Div, Mim and I to say you actually don't have to win an award to have influence, and particularly in from this context, to be able to have impact on the social structure. You can step up, step in and take action wherever you are, and then lots of connecting. So I do lots of facilitator connecting, because we assume that everyone gets how to network and connect, and I don't know that people are actually taught that.
No.
So I create, again, that safe space and some not funny kumbaya activities. We don't...
holding hands?
Well, no, I do like to hold a hand or have a hug, but I don't... I'll say it's not mandatory, but we will have a couple of exercises where we make it safe for people to go and create connections, because I want women to do business with women as well.
Yes.
Because the world of business has been run through relationships for centuries, so let's keep that going for women as well.
You just touched on something that hits a nerve for me around the women doing business with women. And in corporate world, I sometimes see the block to... I guess flexible workplaces is often a senior female leader. It's often that I did it the hard way, so you women of my team will do it the hard way as well. Do you experience that?
Do you know, I've had one and one only experience in my entire career. However, I would say every speaking gig or panel I do, a woman will ask me, what do I do about that woman who's blocking me, or the queen bee? Yeah. And I used to kind of go, oh, that doesn't exist. And my darling wife said, oh, God, Misha, wake up. anyway, so so it does exist. And it's around, but it exists for men as well. But because of the scarcity of women at the top, it's more visible.
Okay.
Huh. And, and there's also, if I've had to fight tooth and nail and have my elbows out all the way to the top, and I've got five women following me, some women and some men will say, hey, I'm going to protect my patch. So it's a behaviour that is genderless but more visible because of the so few women at the top.
Nice distinction. Side question. You have a stellar corporate executive career.
Yep.
And then there's this other career, which is sport.
Yeah.
What's the mix about?
Well, I've always loved sport. Unlike Greta, I was a reasonable athlete in my junior days.
Yep. You could be on my team, Michelle.
Yeah, I can throw and I can catch, but I'm built for comfort, not speed, so I can't
love it.
But so I've always been a sport tragic. I really enjoy sport, but I see the power that sport has. And so I'm on the board of Williamstown Footy Club, and last year we did a gig, our very first Pride match, and our local Member of Parliament, Wade Noonan, at the time was there, and I just said, I'm sorry, Wade, we need to get this right in sport, because they're not going to listen to you as a politician, them being kids and young people, all people. We'd sooner take notice of what our athletes say than a politician. So we've got to get inclusion and equality right in sport. So both loving sport, as well as being a director, as well as being in inclusion and seeing the power of sport, smash that together, and that's why
that's
I do
you.
What I do. Yeah,
I love it. Yeah. I've got another question. You're a judge on the Telstra Businesswoman of the Year Awards. Any tips for our Joy businesswomen out there in terms of if they want to win, what's the and I don't want a criteria matrix, but what's your trick?
So one, I'm now a retired judge, so I'm not doing, but my first tip is enter. Because so many women will not enter. They go, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready to go. Enter. So I have actually entered people and they've gone, oh, my God, what did you do that for? Enter.
I love it.
Because it's the... This is about, you know, women stepping up and getting honours and awards is really important. But doing an awards application like a Telstra Business Women, the AFR, whatever, it's a great audit of... It's a great way to reflect.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm pretty good. But from a Telstra Business Women's Awards, it's a rigorous process. Yeah. And particularly running businesses, I tell you, it's the best audit you can do to say, do I need a new marketing strategy? Do I need a new social media strategy? How are my financials looking? It's a blooming great audit. So do it, allow lots of time, get help. and make sure people are looking at your entry.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Now, we've been speaking to Michelle Redfern, who is one of three hosts for the 100 Women event happening tomorrow night at Kinfolk. The event has sold out, but Michelle, if people want to keep up to date with what you do, do you do the social media, or is there some way people can keep an eye on what you do for future events like this?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yes, I do social media. I'm ubiquitous. You can find me, michellredfern.com or Michelle Redfern on LinkedIn, Redfern Michelle on Twitter, and Advancing Women in Business and Sport on the Facebooks and the Instagrams.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, Michelle, it's been such a pleasure. Really fascinating.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Loved it.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.